Good morning. As she said, our presentation is entitled Health Information Seeking and Confidence to Manage Health, Differences Across Race. So, just to provide a little background, in 2007, 56% of adults in America sought information about their health concerns from sources other than their provider. So these are sources such as the internet, friends, family, and media. Because health information is so widely available, it has potential to empower consumers to take control of their health and to make more informed healthcare decisions. This increased confidence can result in decreased medical uncertainty, particularly in the patient-doctor relationship. Confidence in one's ability to manage health plays a key role in self-management. Those who lack confidence to manage their health have lower odds of actually performing self-management activities. Health information seeking behavior promotes confidence to manage one's health by increasing knowledge, informed decision making, illness-related coping, and it gives the individual a perception of control over their own health. All of these correspond to self-management activities such as better lifestyle choices and adherence to physician recommendations. Because minority groups are less likely to be insured and are more likely to be uninsured and they lack access to care, Health IT may be the way to ensure that these groups receive medical information. The social diversification hypothesis argues that disadvantaged groups in society are more likely to participate in health information seeking behaviors to compensate for their lack of having social capital to receive health information directly from clinicians. Minority groups are more likely to be disadvantaged and uninsured, decreasing their likelihood of actually having this social capital. So, based on those conclusions, we should expect that they would be more likely to actually seek health information behavior than whites. But the research is showing that minority groups are actually less likely to be able to seek health information, and this may be due to inequalities in access to information, such as their lower odds of having access to the internet, and also communication issues, so health literacy. And although minority groups are less likely to seek health information, when they do, the research shows that it has a much larger impact on their health than it does with whites. Therefore, promoting health information-seeking behavior in minorities and, in turn, promoting self-management could be key to actually improving the health in minorities and reducing health disparities. So, previous studies have failed to actually focus on the influence of race on the link between health information-seeking behavior and confidence to manage health. Therefore, our study seeks to explore the relationship between health information-seeking and race on individuals' confidence to manage their health in their healthcare interactions. Our data was drawn from the 2007 Health Tracking Household Survey, which is a nationally represented telephone administrative survey of civilian non-institutionalized individuals. It's a cross-sectional study conducted by the Center for Studying Health System Changes. Our analytical sample was roughly 17,797 men and women, all between the ages of 18 and 65, and only individuals who indicated that they had a medical encounter in the past 12 months were included in our study. Our study is also based off of Anderson and Adair's behavioral model of health services use, and this model suggests that healthcare utilization is a function of three different factors: predisposing factors, enabling factors, and need factors. Predisposing factors are those which predate the onset of illness and also affects their use for their health information seeking behavior in the way in which they seek healthcare services. Enabling factors are those which facilitate or hinder their ability to receive and seek healthcare services. And lastly, need factors are those in which the illness or condition in which they're seeking the healthcare services. Our study focused on four different outcome variables that all assess different aspects of participants' confidence to manage their health, and a model was developed, separate models were developed for each one of these variables. The first is each respondent was asked if they strongly disagree, strongly agree, or agree with the following statement. I'm confident that I can take actions that will help prevent or minimize some symptoms or problems associated with my health. I'm confident that I can tell when I need to go get medical care and when I can handle a health problem myself. I'm confident I can tell a doctor concerns I have, even when he or she does not ask. And I am confident I can follow through on medical treatments I need at home. Our main independent variables were health information seeking behavior. So this is whether the respondent sought health information from sources other than their provider. So like I mentioned earlier, internet, books, family, friends within the past 12 months. And then also race. We looked at three different racial groups, white, African American, and Hispanic. These are our control variables, which all represent, again, those three categories I discussed in Anderson and Adai's model of behavioral health services use. We controlled for all of these variables because they impact the way individuals seek health information and seek health care services. Descriptive statistics and logistic regression analysis was performed using Stata 12, and the sample was weighed to represent the U.S. population. Descriptive statistics were assessed across gender, and the responses to those four outcome variables I mentioned earlier were collapsed into just agree and disagree categories. Binary logistic models was developed for each outcome variable separately, and it showed the odds of agreeing to feel confident for that outcome variable as a function of the independent variables. Odds ratio and 95% confidence intervals were also provided. And now Shida will talk about the results.
All right, so I'm just getting off to some of our descriptive analyses. You'll see here that amongst our total population, it was pretty even between males and females, with males being 45% and females being 54%, just slightly more females in our distribution. The majority of our respondents were actually in the 35 to 64 years of age range, with 49% of that age range being males and 50 being females. And going through the races, like we mentioned, we're only looking at three particular races, with the two minority groups being African American and Hispanic. White was the predominant identified race with our respondents, of which 46% were male and 54% were female. Looking across the different levels of educational attainment, we did see that women comprise the slight majority of those without a high school education, being 53% female, but then they also were representing the majority with 53% of those with college or postgraduate degrees, and it's important to note that 59% of the unemployed were female. Just looking across one of our main interest variables, which is health information seeking, we see that amongst those who do seek health information, 60% are female. So males are the minority in that group responding to yes. So looking at our first outcome, confidence to know when to get medical care and when I can handle myself, we see that it's actually a surprising result when we see the significance of our odds ratio for yes, that actually that those who sought information were actually less likely to report confidence than those who did not seek health information, which is not what we had expected when we first started out with this model. Also, we see that both our African American and Hispanic populations were also reporting less confident, which is in line with the literature. Finally, females were more confident. Significantly, 42% were more confident to report, were more likely to report confidence. When we look at our second outcome, confidence to tell a doctor their concerns, we see that, again, those who did seek health information were less likely to report confidence, and that's a significant odds ratio, again, quite surprising. Our third outcome, confidence to follow through on medical treatments that I need at home. Again, it's a surprising odds ratio, although it's just on the precipice of confidence, it is something, or of significance, it is somewhat of a surprising result that those who sought health information were less likely to be confident, 30%. So, and then also we see in the African American and Hispanic population, again, we have lower rates of confidence, which is in line with the literature. And for females, again, they're more likely to be reporting confidence, but that, again, is on the precipice of our alpha level, so not exactly significant, but still a compelling 35% greater confidence, or more likely to report confidence. And then finally, our last outcome of confidence, I can take actions to prevent symptoms. We see that African Americans and Hispanics are... or at least with our African-American population, they're 20% less likely to report that confidence as far as our significant values go. So when we looked at those past models that we just went over, we said that there must be something going on with race and the information health information-seeking behaviors. And so we explored an interaction term to see if we could uncover some of these interesting results, like I mentioned, that health information-seeking behavior was actually reducing confidence. And so that's here you'll see our interaction term for particularly the African-American population is actually significant. And so in comparison to white counterparts that did indeed seek health information, African-Americans that also sought health information were 80% less likely to report confidence. So that is really compelling, and we see that it's particular with the African American population. So in summary, we see that this study examined the relationship between health information seeking, confidence in managing health, and confidence in advocating for one's health concerns in a nationally representative sample. While there were some results, such as the fact that while some results were in accordance with previous studies, such as the fact that they were, we saw that being of a minority racial identity had lower confidence levels, we also saw that there was a significant interaction that we weren't necessarily expecting from the get-go between race, but particularly African-American populations and health information seeking. And so for that reason, we believe that these results really reinforce the presence of racial disparities. This study is not without its limitations. It is self-reported data, and although we exclude individuals with chronic diseases, and they'll be talking about that in just a while for our population with chronic diseases, it's possible that there are some health conditions that we did not define as chronic disease that may have impacted participants' responses or their perceptions of their health. Also, educational attainment really doesn't assess health literacy, but and for that reason, we think that it's possible that health literacy is really at the crux of this discussion, and that's what we're not able to assess, and that medical information is too complex necessarily to synthesize. And so for that reason, we'd really like to look in health literacy, and so we're really glad to hear your presentation before us. Also, English proficiency was not assessed, and this might be really telling with our Hispanic population, who represents the medically underserved disproportionately, and so that might be quite telling if that was to be included in our models. So in a conclusion, we know that we were able to find significant predictors, or race was a significant predictor for our outcomes, but particularly that interaction term was quite telling. And finally, we recommend that culturally competent education, particularly within the healthcare encounter, is something that we urge physicians to adopt and make sure that they're able to adopt those tailored messages and empower their patients to know which resources are available to them, but also that they can indeed process the information on their own. These are our references, and we'll take questions later.